Yes, indeed. On another power walk, I've walked over 3 miles, and I'm taking a moment to pause, to just be surrounded by this nature and having a moment of stillness. And what is on my heart is to just pray. And I want to give that disclaimer now that I am getting ready to pray. And if that's something that you don't want to watch, then I suggest that you exit the video, but I hope that you don't. I hope that you stay as I allow God to speak through me, as it's been on my heart to just take a moment to pray. And I definitely want to document the journey and process. Dear God, our Creator, I thank you. I thank you for this world that we're living in. I thank you for the opportunities for us to survive. God, I pray that we don't just survive, but that we thrive. I pray that folks are able to find their freedom, their fulfillment, and are able to do that with a spirit of fearlessness. God, I pray that people are surrounded by their peace and their purpose and have prosperity as they are navigating life, as life is life in. And people are peopling. But God, I know that you are still God, and I thank you for that. God, I ask you that you touch every individual that is listening to this prayer, but also the folks that might not hear it. I pray that you touch their spirit, that you touch their mind. Let them know that they are the head and not the tail. That they are above and not beneath. That they are all the things and one of a kind because you said so. Because you created it that way. God, I ask you that you bind the imposter syndrome, the people-pleasing spirit, and the thoughts that they are not enough and that they are not worthy. Because they are worthy, God. We are all worthy. And I just thank you for continuing to allow me to be a vessel to speak affirmation and truth into people, into children. I ask you that you continue to guide my steps as I am navigating this life, powered by you, but also powered by this battery, God. God, I pray that my appointment on Tuesday reveals and shows everything that it needs to so that I could get the best possible care as it relates to my pacemaker battery, God. God, I pray for the folks that are out here that have similar health conditions, but also the folks that have different health conditions that are not talked about, God. God, I pray for anyone that has any type of health obstacle, God. Be with them, support them, show them the way, God. God, I ask you that you continue to touch all of us as we are navigating this life. Even the folks that we don't agree with or the folks that trigger our spirit. God, I ask you that you continue to give us peace. That you keep us focused in the land of distractions. God, I ask you that you keep all of us uplifted and grounded in your mission and your will and your purpose that you've set for us. And God, I ask you that you continue to be with us as we create a wildly joyful life, as we seek our freedom, as we are searching for what fulfills us, and ultimately doing that in the spirit of fearlessness. God, I thank you. And in God's name we pray. Amen. So I'm just grateful that just having a moment to just pray, to just ask God for covering and protection for people that are dealing with health complications, for people that are dealing with financial complications, for people that are dealing with any type of complication that is giving them stress, anxiety, depression, all of it. God, I ask you that you continue to keep these folks uplifted. The affirmation of today is that you're not responsible for fixing things that you didn't break. And oftentimes, we want to fix things and sometimes it just needs to be where it's at. Not everything is fixable. So I thank God for the grace and to be surrounded by this nature and to have this opportunity to do this power walk and to have the opportunity to share my story, but also encourage others to do the same. My client has tasked me with a project that I've been putting off for several years. I've been working on this ebook for folks that desire to start their podcast, and I've been sitting on this project for 2 years. The document is done. It's in my Google Drive folder, but because of my perfectionism and wanting it to be quote unquote perfect before I launch it, it has delayed even the first version of coming out, knowing that there could be other versions of this thing that comes out and updates along the way. So with that being stated, my brand day tomorrow is focusing on getting my podcast ebook to the hands of my client that needs it. And then being able to take that feedback and to have it ready to be in the marketplace where it belongs. Because I've had this journey of starting a podcast, helping other people with a podcast, and written material to help others, and it needs to go out into the world. And so I'm excited for that. I look at the way that this blue vehicle is parked, and it just looks very, very close to my car. And the question that I have is, why? So now I need to examine the right side of my car. And determine if my car was impacted by getting out. Alright, we're at 3.4 miles. We did it. And I have a lot of editing to do because I done did this power walk video several times and I need to work on that. I truly need to work on that.